October 9, 2002. Argument day. Eldred. Nice to come here. To be greeted by students on the steps. Jace first in line from 7 last night. Isaac, number 55. Nice to come around to the side entrance. See Jeff and Jonathan. Old students introducing themselves. See Larry. Feel his hug. Feel like father of this venture somehow. Founding father. Step up to the role. Meeting Eric Eldred. Three-piece suit. Vest not quite buttoned over a belly that's grown since he bought it. Are you excited? Jonathan asks. Congratulations, someone says. Already a victory of sorts in this happening.
Yeah.
The white marble of the Supreme Court welcomes in a line of lawyers at its side entrance. Through security, through the lobby of the building. Heading for the marshal's office, past a sculpture of John Marshall, Chief Justice, 1801 to 1835. Heading past portraits. Yes, looking for the marshal's office.
Marshal's office is upstairs. You came.
I used to work in this building.
Did you?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Nice building.
Yeah, it's special. It's like, I don't know, it's very special.
Hello.
One place?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you come in the other door there, what happens is that they won't let you go out.
So this is the line for the marshal's office?
No, this is the line for the marshal's office.
This is the line. So what is this line?
This is the one once you've gone through that line, you get in this line.
The clerk is still using the lawyer's lounge, so we have a line around the corner. It's actually at the very end of the floor.
Okay, I got you.
And the second thing is done, they're up against the wall by the window. The second thing they're done using the lawyer's lounge, so they go out and take you guys in.
Okay, I got it. So, hello, how are you doing?
Okay, are you? You know Harold
Axelrod? Yes, I do. Yes, hello.
Yes, one of our
last year and this year, actually.
Yeah.
So what brings you here?
I was in town for deposition yesterday, and I saw this was on the calendar this morning. Continuing to have an active interest in copyright, I thought, yeah, why not?
And you?
Tell my Berkman Center audience who you are.
Hank Gutman. I head the IP group at Simpson Thatcher and Barton. Yes. And I do a lot of copyright litigation.
The man with the nice necktie here.
Harold Axelrod. My company has filed a brief on one side, my personal feelings are on another. So I came here to find out where the right answer is.
Do you have any sort of electronic objects, verbal phone calls, cases, or cameras?
Yes.
Oh, is that there?
Okay.
So, the rules require that I check on check my electronic object. And with these rules, I do comply.
So, first take?
First take. Pretty exciting. That Briar was awesome. He was very exciting.
Isaac?
How you doing?
First take?
I only got to see 3 minutes.
Oh, just the end?
No, just in a random 3 minutes in the middle of Larry's.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I was number 55, 1 through 50 down here. What we thought we were just working as people in those 3 minutes, 7 of the 9 justices spoke questions about the question. So that was pretty intense.
Well, we're asking everybody to blog the day.
Okay.
Blog the festival. We're 3 minutes.
You know,
and all that surrounds it. And we're going to contribute all these back into a central Berkeley Center
thing.
So we're going to get everybody's impression.
I met Michael Furtick, also from
Hello, Michael. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Made the trip down.
Excellent.
Here.
Did you get your 3 minutes?
I got 3 minutes.
Yeah. Excellent. Say, hey, Bettina, what'd you think?
Oh, good.
Oh, he's
good.
Terrific.
He is
terrific. Oh,
it's a good
program. I think he's just terrific. Well, I gotta see him.
You gonna go try to find him out there?
Yep.
Say, did you and I meet once before?
Very briefly. I came in to your office in the fall of 1999,
having read about the Elder case, and
praying to you to do some research. And then you heard me the lesson, and he said,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Hello.
Hey,
how'd you do?
How'd you do?
I want to see what's going on outside. I think it's great.
I know it's great.
That was great.
What is going on outside?
I assume Larry's on the steps talking to the press.
No, I'll be up.
See
ya. Where's the Marshall's office? I stopped by the marshal's office to pick up my books. So Jonathan sits by with notebooks in his hand and a big grin on his face. These are what's happening outside. Exiting the building, seeing folks gathered on the steps.
I brought her at all.
Let's see, this is the action.
They'll sit in front of Tom Kraft, you were one of my teachers long ago.
How you doing?
Okay.
So what had you here?
Hmm?
What were you?
We both work for the patent office.
Well, what did you think of the argument?
I could have done a little better on some things, and I feel like the Supreme Court. I was surprised that they were so uninterested in the First Amendment. Here, I honestly thought there was a strong First Amendment argument. I thought there was a really good answer to what Ginsburg was asking. But anyway, how about yourself?
I was very pleased about the argument. Very pleased. Yeah, and I agree. The things that definitely could have been answered better. And I think I'm going to put up on our open law. I'm going to put up all their questions and challenge people to come up with better answers.
Oh, I'll send one in.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be
great. Great. Yeah, open law.
Open law.
On elders.
That's it.
And, following it.
You're not facing that. That's a theoretical.
Good to see you, Professor.
Yes, nice to see you. Here was a gaggle of people that looked somehow recognizable.
never get one.
Yes, I recognize. Numbers, hello.
Paul Bender, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
How did you think of lunch for your size?
Well, I was very pleased with the argument. I think the questions are out on the table, and not always the best answers were presented, but the fact is we got on a lot of intelligent people working at it at this point.
Well, basically, I mean, Breyer is obviously looking for something.
How's it going? Paul, how you doing? Yeah.
Okay.
How did you think things went in there?
As far as what?
As far as our case,
I'm Linda Lord.
I'm Keith
Cooper-Schmidt.
Hi, Keith. Charles Nesson, how are you?
Hi, very nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Linda Lord.
Hello, Linda. How are you? I'm like 72.
That's kind of what I was sort of counting as well.
Yeah.
Which way? Dream on, my boy. Dream on. Dream on. Oh.
Yeah, you can use my wake, actually.
I saw him. No, seriously. I like that. You don't want to have to imagine calling up the Cognitive Appearance Center each time they put up an image from the 1930s or 1940s, that it's important for this court to recognize the extraordinary limitations and purpose behind the limitations that Congress originally respected by the framers establishing limited time as the limit.
But Ms. Lessig, Justice O'Connor, she seems sympathetic to your argument as far as policy goes, but she seemed pretty explicit that you run up against the call of the Constitution that says that Congress's job is the limited term, and whatever they said is the limit.
Okay, the last clause is not in the Constitution. It doesn't say whatever time you have.
I was very pleased with the argument. I really was. I thought that they're looking for a way to come out Larry's way. I didn't necessarily get the best answers to every question. How are you, Hank?
I'm fine. When you're done recording other people's reactions, we have a group that would love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, I'd be delighted. Okay. I'd be delighted.
You might even enlist some. We've got former general counsel of the Copyright Office. You might enlist some volunteers for the project.
Excellent, excellent.
So
I'll be right over.
Okay.
One kid I want to get first.
Yep. All right.
Jake, you're the kid.
Yeah.
So there you were, first in line this morning. 7 o'clock last night.
7 p.m. I showed up.
Uh-huh. And you got in.
I did.
And you heard the whole argument.
The entire argument.
All right. Now, tell me what you thought.
It was fantastic. I think the best part is that the biggest problem that the justices are having is coming up with a constitutional challenge. They already are with us in terms of the actual idea and in terms of the actual cause. And that they think that the Copyright Term Extension Act is a joke. I mean, obviously they agree with the economic arguments, they agree with the philosophical arguments. They're just trying to find a way, at least in majority, to turn this over. And so I think that's a really good sign. And I'm pretty excited.
Great. Digital?
Advanced Voter System, actually.
Okay. So definitely contribute them to this.
Absolutely. I'll send them over to Berkman. So get them involved.
Click everything.
I will.
Great, thanks. Yeah, well, how'd you feel?
I would say 8-1.
You say who won?
8-1.
8-1. 8-1. Who is the one?
Breyer.
And the rest of them?
Breyer likes his old article.
Uh-huh.
7-2.
7-2.
But Jonathan's interesting is we're going to win 8-1, so he clearly was in a different argument than the rest of us were attending.
What do you think?
I think that there were better answers to some of the questions.
That's certainly true.
Yeah.
On all sides.
Yeah. Both
yeah.
Sides.
Yeah. And I think I was very pleased with it because I feel like the question is on the table at this point. And they're obviously engaged with the question, too. I didn't feel them kind of being bored with it as a subject. So they're into it. And they're working on it. And that's victory as far as I'm concerned at this point. How it comes out, I don't know. I still think there's a lot of thinking to be done about it. A lot more articulating of the position. Olson was not able to answer what the limit was in the clause. He couldn't articulate it. They were essentially asking the question, pressing him on the question of limited in relationship to what. And his answer is he doesn't have one. Right. So they don't necessarily have one either, but they're groping for it.
I know it when I see it. It's not a line of argument. They're unfamiliar with.
Right. But that may be where they end up. I mean, I don't think they're going to buy the notion that any retroactive extension is per se wrong. And, you know, and they're certainly not going to do anything that would make the 76 Act unconstitutional.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem seriously troubled by the inability to draw a line between this and that.
And yet, Lessig, the one part of his argument that I actually really liked was when he articulated the change in the communications environment that provides the context for the clause represented by the internet. And if I'm looking for a line to draw between 76 and now, I would say that that line has its base in the obvious audience for creative action that the internet's created. That is, the number of creators who are in the business of grabbing for things and working with pieces and making things is radically expanded. And that, for the first time, leads to enough feeling about the public domain so that somebody's actually willing to bring a court case and bring it to this place. That wasn't true in 76.
I don't see any the judges picking up on that distinction. Larry made it, but I didn't see any of them picking up on the technology meaning that
I didn't see it either. I completely agree with that.
And the content providers would say that just makes the need for the protection all the greater.
Yes, they would. And they did, in fact.
Right.
Olson actually was trying to get into that piracy thing. But, of course, it's the piracy thing that in its way is the pressure on the whole legal system.
Right.
And if you're a bunch of Supreme Court justices, you kind of rule over the legitimacy of law, capital law. You don't want your legitimacy as compromised as this copyright regime is now compromising the law. You just don't want it. You want a balance.
Well, there are a lot of people who think that that's why the Betamax case came out.
Have you seen Eric Elder?
I have not seen Eric Elder.
They want to get him over there at the conference.
Let me go look for him. Let me actually see if I can find him.
Okay.
No, but I'll just walk around. Hey, nice to talk to you guys. Let me go on a little mission here.
Good to see you, Charlie. Take care.
Adios. Red lights on? Red lights on.
Got us all. All
right. Got us all. Where's Eric? Eric Elder, let me...
Eric's right here.
Eric, oh, good.
Hey, Eric.
Let me... Andrew, hi, Andrew. Let me hustle you over to the camera.
Where's Rick?
He's over with the camera.
That's what I didn't do.
Yeah.
I wanted you to meet his parents.
Oh, well, I do that too, but this is business.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Jim Jones, did I get the legal times piece when you first started this case?
Well,
you did a good job.
Thank you. I can't even imagine the handicapping is going on.
How are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Around.
Just
push in. I'll see you at dinner. Do you need a place to work or anything?
No, but I need to talk to you just a bit.
Good. Well, want to talk right now?
Yeah.
Good, good. You met my daughter, Cameron.
I certainly did. Hi, Cameron. How are you?
You met my mother and my stepfather.
How do you do?
Well, I had the evidence. Back when he looked about the same and I looked a lot younger.
So I want to ask you to do me a favor.
Yep. Anything you ask?
I want you to blog the day.
Blog the day. What's that mean?
That's write a diary in any media you like. Mixing is fine too.
And the whole day from when I woke up to
after. Right. What this day was about. Good. What was interesting about it. What was important about it. What was
the bookend to our okay.
Right.
I'll do it.
And I'd encourage anyone else to too. The Berkman Center wants to gather together impressions from lots of different people about what happened today.
Good.
I also think the questions. We want to put the questions up and see if we come up with better answers. There were some that I thought we could answer better.
Yeah.
Right. On both sides of the question.
That's
right.
That's
right.
Good.
Yeah,
it was
good to see a couple of men back here. Well, I would get less than me, and I was going to
Maybe you think was.
Well, we knew he was going to wrap himself in a congressional mantle. That's the default position. The SG is a safe place.
Didn't sound too safe to me.
Didn't sound too safe. Tell you one thing. That economist brief, boy, did it ring. That thing really hit home. Of course, you get 5 Nobel Prize winners. You do it. But they read it. They really knew the stuff. It was, I was impressed that they were, they're always a hot bench, but they were really good. And the nice thing is, if you start with them knowing your case, the argument really means something different. Larry, his first 5 minutes, he really only caught fire, Charlie, when he talked about the internet. That's when they woke up. That's when the whole thing made sense.
That was the high point.
That was the high point. That's the high note of it.
They never came back to it. Nobody ever came back to it. It's like, that's the thing that's going to lie underneath. That's going to be the answer to the question of how to deal with the 76 Act.
It is.
Hello.
I will.
I'm going to see everybody.
Adios.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Are these your binders? Who binders are these?
What's that? Those are yours.
Yeah, you got them, kid.
I don't know. I just, you know, there was a Girl Scout selling cookies, and I took them from her.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Will you sign them?
Hey, so can you spread the word among the people here that there's a public knowledge party?
Sure.
About that?
Most of folks, the Berkeley folks?
Yeah.
I think all of those folks,
Great.
And spread the knowledge on blogging the day. Too.
Okay, I will.
The more the better. The more the better.
Great. Glad you could make it. Thanks, Jonathan.
Hey, if you guys had blogged the day and contributed to our site, I would be totally thrilled. Everybody's, you know, what the day was like, personal, what it meant, where we, any thoughts. That is,
these are the people. Hi.
Hi. Good to see
you. We say an 8-1 against us.
I know.
We have Stevens.
No, I said two. I gave you 7.
He thinks you're a
Stevens. I think we get the Tassini. I think you get the Tassini. The Tassini December.
And you get the word internet mentioned once.
There'll be a footnote on the internet. The internet is a series of computers.
Do these guys have one? Do they have access? Judges, the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Gerbils run on the cages all day. The cage running, it's great.
But if Charlie turns that off, I'll tell you a story.
Can we get your mask if we're going any questions? Therefore, we lose.
It's the contrary nature of the man leads to
it's a way to behave when he's on.
So this has nothing to do with his judicial philosophy, his substantive previous opinions, his temper. This is just, in the courtroom, he didn't ask any questions.
Right.
Yeah, I think, in terms of judicial philosophy, this was a case that was very hard to predict how anybody was going to operate.
A case in which
Kathleen and Larry are relying on Lopez and the Violence Against Women's Act as your basic strongest argument.
Your point
is an unusual situation. In which it's hard to predict what's going to happen.
You got to admit.
But you
come at it funny, right?
Jonathan, yeah.
You can't win this case without Ruth and O'Connor.
Yeah.
And you don't have either one of them.
And we had a quartering act argument in there for a while.
Jane's over there. Is anybody asked Jane what's going to happen?
Wouldn't that be tacky? I mean,
yeah, would be tacky.
Yeah.
You're like, I won't do it.
Yes,
it would.
Who is this person? Is he
James Ginsburg. James Ginsburg.
Hey, where is she?
You go, Charlie.
Charlie has the shit on
Why do you think that?
I listen to the argument.
But I listen to the argument too.
Well, Rehnquist has made up his mind. He never changes his mind. He makes it up. O'Connor seems to have made up her mind. Ginsburg seems to have made up her mind. And I'm sure her daughter would brought her in the same direction.
I can't use that as a best part.
So, and Who else is there? And Stevens and Breyer seem to be looking for ways to find it unconstitutional. But what does that mean? You know, it's Souter, I think. But to my mind, it's person on the court, the person that thinks about things most without reaching results before he's thought about it, seems to have a conception of it that it's constitutional because the whole thing is a reasonable way of interrogating.
But he asked that question and he got no comfort from Olson about limits. Are you really saying this? And Olson said, yes, I'm really saying this.
Mike Clifford, twice in 4 months after what, 30 years?
Uh-huh.
No, we saw each other at the Sagamore.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, good.
So I'm recording you. What do you think?
I stopped doing this. I let other people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know, was it your head? What's your guess?
I just thought it was a wonderful argument. I thought the questions got put out on the table and there's a bunch of smart people thinking about it.
Well, now the hard part.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of work that's going to go on from here.
Yeah,
I didn't think all the questions got answered in the best way, but I thought some of the questions got answered wonderfully. And I thought that was true on both sides.
Oh, you look great.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know, we were up on the vineyard a lot, so
yeah.
I wander over, but I don't know, ever since Gary, I have a heavy heart.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
What are you up to?
Taking a long vacation.
You got your clerk in here.
Yeah, clerk in Ginsburg for last year. But
can you get me in here? Can you get me to clerk here?
That's an interesting question, actually.
Really? I want to clerk here now. I decided.
Oh, I thought you wanted to...
Oh, I also want to be a justice, but I don't think they'll let me in.
I got a job.
Dueling recorders here.
Oh, excellent. Let me just adjust mine so you don't get an echo there. I guess I'll just start by asking you, what would the implications be here if the court were to issue a ruling for Eldred in this case?
It would start... the Congress, particularly, on a path of rethinking how to balance copyright in this country so as to reestablish the original intention, which was to have it for limited times, limited in relationship to the useful life of the created work, so that the contract is you get, as the inventor or the artist, a certain period.